Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. It's nice and easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing how many hits we get on that site because we really want to teach people how to be smart with their money. Mm-hmm. I want to welcome my co-host today, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tam.
Thanks for having me.
I am
another
glad
year
here.
Down under our belt.
Yes, another year. It's not really another year down because that makes it sound like we're checking something
true.
Off the list. It's been a, you know, last year was a great year.
It's been a great year.
Yep. Yeah.
2015 was good. Into this year.
I am excited.
Good. Yeah.
Our plans are in place.
Yep.
And I tell you what's
we
funny
were
though.
Well under the Christmas budget.
Were we under the Christmas budget?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear because everybody I'm talking to wasn't.
We were, honey.
All right, so let's talk about debt statistics, though.
Okay.
Because so many people were not underneath their budget. So I just pulled some stats the other day that American consumer credit market is deep in debt. There's $8.17 trillion in mortgages out there right now.
Wow.
$1.19 trillion in student loans, $900 million in credit card debt. So experts noted that when you take interest rates between 3 and 30%, which were pretty low, like comparatively, that helped people take on a lot more debt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a flip side
to
this.
It's a big part of the credit crisis.
Well, yeah, because credit did get a little looser, especially on the unsecured debt side.
Right.
And the student loan side has gone way up.
Right.
And now that home values are going up, we're starting to see people actually start access that equity again. And I think it's wise to access the equity if you're using it for something that's actually going to help you build wealth.
Right. You always have to think of the ROI in everything, and that's kind of the return on investment.
Well, and I want to restate the principle I've said a lot of times in the show, and that is remember in life that everything is 100% borrowed.
Yeah. Okay?
Everything in life is 100% borrowed. I'm going to say it again because, and what I mean by that is you're either paying interest to somebody else or you're giving up interest on what you could have earned.
Mm-hmm.
So every single dollar you have, you could either use that to pay off debt to avoid paying interest to somebody else, or you could put that into an investment that will give you a return on investment, or you can spend it where you get nothing.
Right.
And you're still paying the debt to other people.
That's
at that
true.
Point. Right.
That's true.
Or worse yet, you don't have the dollar. You go borrow the dollar and start to rack up debt on that. Now, here was one of the saving graces last year is at the end of 2015, a residential real estate hit $28.5 trillion in value. That's pretty impressive. Housing market added $1.1 trillion in value in 2015, which was a 4.1% increase over what we saw as the increase in 2014.
In 2014, right.
Which is nice. So right. $1.1 trillion in value increase. And really what that means, when you think about what is your personal net worth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the personal net worth of consumers in this country went up by $1.1 trillion in 2015 just from real estate values increasing.
Now, I'm wondering if that's all that takes into account all the bankruptcies that have happened.
Well, it's interesting because with all the student loan debt, the bankruptcy laws are really tightened up. They recently amended them to prevent students from ever being able to discharge their loans.
Yeah, and how do you feel about that personally?
Well,
because you deal with people in bankruptcy all the time.
Well, I mean,
not all the time, but, you know, a lot.
Unfortunately, people that maybe have had a bankruptcy in their past, or sometimes I've had to counsel people through it. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of student loan debt. You know that. I beat that drum constantly.
Right.
But the fact is a lot of people have student loan debt.
Right.
If they allowed it to be written off in bankruptcy, it'd be a disaster.
I think so, too.
They probably have
I think
to
people would just take advantage of that. I mean,
the problem is it's... You talk about predatory lending, okay? There are so many rules around the mortgage industry to make sure that in the mortgage industry, we don't take advantage of consumers.
Correct, right.
Well, what consumer is more naive
than the
than an
student.
18-year-old, well, an 18-year-old kid know. Signing right. on for loans, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 right. a year in debt that they let them sign on for, unsecured debt.
Right.
That now they can never wipe that debt out.
Right.
Whether they can get a job to pay it back or not, they're on the hook.
Right.
So definitely interesting.
So, you know, how would we advise our kids now? Because they'll, you know, we have two in college.
High, yeah, two in college, one in high school.
Right. And one who's found his own career, doing his thing. And now Garrett's getting ready to go into, to you know, his senior year. He'll be going to college. And
all right, so here, yeah, when we just convinced mm-hmm. one of our sons, you know, a lot of people won't know this, but we convinced one of our sons to transfer from a very expensive college to a state school.
Right.
That it was about a fourth of the price.
Right. He didn't even realize that was an option. And he clearly doesn't listen.
Well, and that's what I think one of the frustrations of a lot of parents yeah. is, who are kids going to listen to?
Right.
Not their parents in many cases.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I think we're probably authorities on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
We know a little bit about debt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, kids are going to make their own decisions in many mm-hmm. cases. But
right.
when it comes to what do you support them doing,
right.
are you going to sign on the dotted line to co-sign on those loans?
Nope. Yeah,
I would hope not.
Mm-mm.
Well, and also even you think about all the people with college funds where they've been saving for years for their kids
right.
to go to college.
Right.
Then there's kind of carte blanche to go spend it on whatever harebrained major you'd think you're going to pick
right.
and then switch majors two or three times.
Right.
Yeah, colossal waste of money.
Right, right.
Well, so here's one of the interesting things. When you look at how do consumers spend their money,
okay, mm-hmm.
there was an interesting infographic that we're going to put on our website. If you visit smartwithyourmoney.com, you're going to see an infographic on there that breaks down how do consumers spend their money, and it actually breaks it down by country.
Mm-hmm.
It has Australia, Canada, the European Union, India, Japan, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, and the United States. So it takes all those countries to figure out how do those people spend their money. And
mm-hmm.
it breaks it down into all the different categories of how they spend it.
Right.
And there were some interesting tidbits that came from looking at this infographic.
Right.
So, Tammy, where would you have guessed would be the number one place as Americans that we spend our money?
Gosh, you know, I probably would have said housing and, you know, like just the cost of living, that part, that just that particular part of it.
Right. So when we look at that, housing is one of our higher expenses.
Right.
But it's not the highest. The highest expense by far was for health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for health care. And that's going to include your health insurance, all the medical bills, all that. 20.9% of our entire incomes go to health care.
That's pretty interesting, I guess.
And everybody pushed for universal health care for the United States.
Right.
Sounds great. Okay, until we look at the comparison, nobody was even remotely close.
Not even close.
To the United States.
There's, I mean, it looks like South Korea is a little, South Korea and maybe in Australia.
South Korea is, it looks like it's maybe a fourth.
Yeah, it's possible.
So they're probably spending 5%. Of their incomes on healthcare,
mm-hmm.
we're at 20.9% on healthcare.
Right.
Crazy.
It's very crazy.
So you guys have to see this because it breaks down.
It's really an interesting graph just to see where U.S. rates and everything and how we spend our dough.
Well, and like food, for instance, people probably think we spend more on food, but we have the lowest food cost in the world. Only 6.8% of our money is going to food. Russia. What do you see for Russia? This is
30.7%.
Crazy. They're the highest. 30.7% mm-hmm. of their money goes to food. Here's the other one that's funny. Talk about a stereotype. What do we think of when we think of Russians? We think of them smoking and drinking vodka.
I was going to say vodka. I wasn't sure where you were going with
well,
it. But
one of the categories is alcohol and tobacco. Okay. Who's, you know, what percentage of the income goes to alcohol and tobacco? In the U.S., it's pretty moderate, actually. It's a pretty small percentage. Highest in the world
is Russia.
8.3% of their household incomes is on alcohol and tobacco. Isn't that funny? I mean, that's
it's
crazy.
It's pretty funny.
I love it. It's a, I mean,
it's a fun graph to look at.
It's sad for them.
Yeah.
When you look at, like, where are the highest housing costs? Boy, Japan was really high. They're at 25%.
Mm-hmm.
Of their income is going to housing, fuel, and utilities.
Right.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. There's a, yeah.
So you got to see this infographic. Visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look at this on, it'll say how countries spend their money. We're gonna post this on there because this is some very, very interesting data. Dig into this. And when it comes to how you structure your personal finances, okay, this is where I consider myself a debt strategist. And even though I'm in the mortgage industry, I feel like if I'm going to help you create the largest debt of your life, that I have a responsibility to help you professionally manage that debt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make sure that the mortgage you select will integrate into your long and short-term financial and investment plan so that you make wise decisions and, like our website says, you're smart with your money.
Right.
So coming up, we actually are going to have a real estate expert. We're going to have Mike Grasso from RE/MAX Properties West that's going to come on and give us an update on what he sees in the West County market. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Accidents happen in seconds. The injuries may last a lifetime. The lawyer you hire today may well determine your tomorrow. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.